Hello and welcome to this Canadian Opera Company podcast, sponsored by DECA, the opera label. I'm Jana Wichelow.
And I'm Gianmarco Segato.
And this is part two of our 2010-2011 season preview. Spring 2011 opens with a riotously colorful storybook production of Gioachino Rossini's sparkling rendition of the beloved fairy tale Cinderella, which runs from April 23rd to May 25th for 9 performances. Some of our listeners might remember Elizabeth Deschong, who was a feisty and sumptuously voiced Hermia for our 2009 production of A Midsummer Night's Dream. She returns in the virtuosic title role alongside American Rossini tenor sensation Lawrence Brownlee, debuting as her prince. He's been making quite a reputation for himself in the Rossini repertoire, which suits his very clean, high tenor voice like a glove. In fact, some of our listeners may have seen him in this very role in last season's Metropolitan Opera high definition transmission of Cenerentola, which has just been released on a DECA DVD, and this will be available in the opera shop during performances at the Four Seasons Centre. COC favourite Brett Polegato, who was recently Don Giovanni and Eugene Onegin for the COC, takes a comic turn as the prince's conniving valet, Dandini. Italian Leonardo Vordoni makes his COC conducting debut, and our visually arresting production comes courtesy of the Spanish artist collective Els Comediants.
I think people will really enjoy the production. It's extremely colorful, full of lots of comic elements, and the directors have inserted little friends for Cenerentola who will come in the form of mice, and they sort of comment on the action and cry when she's sad and take out hankies and that sort of thing.
They're like a little chorus for her.
Yes.
It's a lovely, almost animated look to the whole thing,
yeah,
too. Very
yeah.
Vibrant colors and extremely playful. Well, we're going to listen to the Act 2 sextet now, Questo è un nodo avviluppato, with Cecilia Bartoli as Cenerentola, William Matteuzzi as Don Ramiro, Alessandro Corbelli as Dandini, Enzo Dara as Don Magnifico, Gloria Banditelli as Tisbe, and Fernanda Costa as Clorinda. This 1993 DECA recording has Riccardo Chailly conducting the orchestra and chorus of the Teatro Comunale di Bologna.
Oh,
Next in our spring lineup is Richard Strauss's and Hugo von Hofmannsthal's sublime marriage of music and words, Ariadne auf Naxos, with 8 performances running from April 30th to May 29th, 2011. We've assembled a superb international creative team to present this piece, headed no less by someone very familiar to local audiences, Toronto Symphony Orchestra conductor laureate Sir Andrew Davis, who will be making his COC conducting debut.
But apparently not just his debut. I understand that Sir Andrew Davis appeared in a production of Die Fledermaus with the COC as one of the Act Two
party
entertainments.
Guests.
Yes, But this will be his conducting debut officially.
I don't think he'll be singing in this production.
No.
Our dream team cast is led by the Ariadne of Adrian Piaczonka, a role which he has sung to great acclaim in Munich and Vienna. The exciting young Canadian coloratura, Jane Archibald, makes her COC debut as Zerbinetta, which she has sung to ecstatic reviews across Europe. Richard Margison returns as Bacchus, which is really one of the most demanding roles in the tenor repertoire, and he has sung it to great acclaim at the Metropolitan Opera, among other companies. And British mezzo-soprano Alice Coote sings the put-upon composer in the opera's prologue. And again, some of the viewers might recognize her. She was in the Met HD transmission of Hansel and Gretel a couple seasons ago as Hansel. Neil Armfield, our director, returns. He directed the 2009 production of Midsummer Night's Dream, and he's returning to stage his production, which premiered at the Welsh National Opera in 2004. Ariadne features some of Strauss's most ecstatic, melodious musical, including the composer's glorious tribute to music, which he calls the highest art, and he sings this towards the end of the prologue. We'll listen to Anne-Sophie von Otter sing Sein wir wieder gut on this Deutsche Grammophon 2001 recording with Giuseppe Sinopoli conducting the Staatskapelle Dresden.
Canadian Opera Company's 2010-2011 season concludes with Gluck's wonderful Orfeo ad Euridice from 1762. The surprise here is that the COC's never performed this before, so we're very excited to have an acclaimed Robert Carson production from Lyric Opera of Chicago with Lawrence Zadzo as Orfeo, and he made his COC debut in 2009 in A Midsummer Night's Dream, and Isabel Bayrak-Darian as Euridice. There have been some wonderful reviews for this production. Chicago Sun-Times said, "The results are magical, a revelation on various levels." And Opera News stated, "The most profound emotional experiences are often achieved by the simplest means. Such was the case with Robert Carson's new production of Orfeo ad Euridice, a brilliant mounting that achieved pristine visualization of Gluck's pure, straightforward music." And it goes on to say, "The Carson Orfeo was a vivid demonstration of why this exquisite work has endured in the international repertory for centuries." Well, we'll hear Orfeo's famous aria, Che farò senza Euridice, in this 1993 recording on the Decca label. Derek Lee Reagan is Orfeo.
Senza il mio bene, che farò
So there it is, our 2010-2011 season preview. There's much more information always being updated on our website at coc.ca. There'll be more podcasts coming up for the 2010 spring season, and of course many more for next season. You can also renew your subscription online for 2010-2011. New subscriptions go on sale April 5th. You can also purchase tickets for the rest of this current season, 2009-2010, and you can also purchase a selection of recordings and other merchandise. This is Jana Wichelow with Gianmarco Segato. Thank you for joining us today, and join us again for this continuing series of podcasts sponsored by DECA, the opera label.